Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 18th of February, recording at 7:54 p.m. in that Greenwich Mean Time. Earlier than our usual broadcasts, as I have another commitment. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Asian stock markets slipped a little bit, for the most part, today, and the biggest development there is that China, following the small key day reversals that Owen pointed out on the A-share indices yesterday, gapped downwards here today with a larger drop. More on that in a moment. The European stock markets are mixed, closing with very small gains or losses. Wall Street has currently showing a very slight gain in here today, although there's obviously a lot of time to elapse before the day is over. And elsewhere, long-dated government bonds, well, they were strong this morning and weak this afternoon. The U.S. 30-year Treasury bond, for instance, had rallied up to 130-12, and is currently a point and a half lower than that right now. The U.S. dollar is a little bit firmer here again today. Precious metals have bounced around a little bit, but are, well, they opened strong and then gave up the gains and have firmed up again this afternoon. Gold bullion is currently at just below 974. Crude oil has dipped again, as is natural gas. Industrial metals are mostly a little bit lower, as are the soft commodities. Okay, so what's going on here overall? We obviously have very nervous stock markets overall. With Wall Street testing its lows, that has, of course, reined in the leash effect. And as I mentioned all along, that while China is our candidate to lead global stock markets among big stock markets, I should say, that China is our candidate to lead on the upside in the next upleg. However, I've also emphasized that it would not be able to do it on its own, and that what China really required to perform was a neutral to positive performance from Wall Street. And we have had a neutral performance, but it's been neutral to negative more recently, with the Dow testing its November low, and the S&P not being all that far off the same level. Now, it looks to me as if China will probably come back in an extended period of base formation development, and that would create another buying opportunity. My own personal anxiety, other than being glad and seeing that it was performing the way Fuller Money had been forecasting, but my personal anxiety was that it was also pulling back down. I beg your pardon, that it was running away from us on the upside, and so I do favor a pullback for purely selfish reasons, which would allow me to establish a position in one of the A-share tracker funds at a more attractive level overall. But I'm in no hurry. This is a very nervous time still for stock markets. Expectations regarding the global economy are rather dire. One has to try hard to remember that a lot of things are going right, in the sense of cheap costs of energy, commodity price inflation, which was such a problem this time last year, has disappeared entirely, and that interest rates are very low, and that vast quantities of money have been pumped into the system. But stock market investors have lost confidence and have lost money. If they haven't lost it in the stock market, they've lost it in their houses, or they've lost it in their collectibles. So people are not all that happy. Did I mention property? I've certainly lost it in property. So people are not in the best of, or not in the most optimistic of moods. There is an absence of animal spirits in the markets, and people are going to tread very cautiously in stock markets. The recent deterioration that we have seen on Wall Street and in some of the other bigger markets, such as Switzerland, really does indicate that there is some continuing downside risk. However, I am not of the school that breaches of the November low lead to another major meltdown. Now, statistically, theoretically, anything is possible in markets. The big meltdown is what people saw commencing in May and running through October. But to repeat all of that again, or anything even close to that scale of a decline at this stage, seems extremely unlikely at the moment, without some new mega previously unforecast disaster, which I'm not in the business of forecasting. So my feeling is that, things can drift a little lower overall, but that the better economies, those are the creditor nations that didn't have the big banking crises, that they will either find support near their lows or not sustain any downward breaks, or not maintain, I should say, any downward breaks that may occur to new low ground, and thereafter will continue in that base formation development process, which I've always said would be a long convalescence. And since this only really started in late October and November, it does not yet qualify as a lengthy convalescence. Now, that's not the most exciting environment overall, but I think that the worst expectations are wide of the mark in terms of what we're actually likely to see. In terms of actual valuations out there, it's a question of good valuations in many markets, although not so much Wall Street, but in a fair number of markets, not least Fuller Money Themes, that there's a possibility that attractive valuations become even more attractive. Now, that's a baby steps environment, nibbling on weakness and lightening on the rallies. And when I've done that, I've profited, as have others, as have a number of subscribers who've used the same strategy. When I have chased markets on the upside, hoping that they would begin to trend, I have not been rewarded in this environment. The reality is that you and I can only deal with the, well, the bottom line, I should say, is that you and I can only deal with the reality that markets provide, and they're mostly range-bound here right now. That's a buy-low, sell-high trading environment overall. There is some momentum going on. That's in gold and its sister precious metals, and that looks very interesting at this stage. It is heating up a little bit, so we got a bit of gold fever emerging here. That occurs in the latter stages of moves, and gold bottomed in October for this round of advances. But the fever stage is the best part of the move overall. So I maintain that we probably see this run well into March, and therefore thereafter it may become, at least up, I'll add to that, thereafter it may well become more choppy. But we certainly haven't seen the type of big accelerating gains that would lead to another medium-term correction. However, that is what would happen if gold surprises most people with its performance over the next few weeks and possibly months. I am a believer in running one's profits. I'm happy with gold funds still at this stage. I might think a little bit again when if and when they test their highs, depending on how bullion looks. And I'm happy to run my futures positions protected with trailing stops. What else to mention here? The US dollar, still firm. For how much longer, I do not know. And I certainly don't think that it's a safe haven currency, as you know, but it's still in form at the moment, although near some prior resistance levels. I have a small short position in the US dollar, which is of course underwater at the moment, and I'm likely to increase it, but I haven't done so in the last couple of days. And I think that's pretty much it here. So I'll conclude as I usually do by just saying all the best to all of you.